Blog Talk Radio.
Empowering Mind, Just Talk. And I'm your host, Kevin Burke. Hi, everybody. Oh, you can hear the oldest music. I'm sad something new. Trying something new. I love jazz. I need to send some everybody. Oh my God. I need a little relaxation. Relax world. Relax people. Relax. 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 Everyone's uptight. Everyone is uptight. Just relax, people. Just relax. This show is my opinion, not tricking to anyone. You know, people make the world go round. People make the world go round. Oh, hello, everybody. Hello. How you like that little introduction? Okay, look, I'm testing out everything. I'm trying something new, and had a birthday. I want to say thank you, everyone, for wishing me happy. I was high volume of birthday wishes, and I feel so loved. I know I am loved, but it's nice to know that people take the time out their busy day and, you know, wish you a happy birthday. That means a lot to me. And you all means a lot to me. I want to thank all my listeners. I want to thank everybody who was down for me from day one. Okay, I also want to thank Richard Groove for believing in what I've been doing in media, and he encouraged me. It's nice to have a real good friend, your childhood friend, to encourage you. And, you know, and it's really good to have someone encourage you. You know, we live in a world that people just so unhappy with themselves, and they just, they're not happy. They're not going to want to see you shine. They don't. And there's a lot going on in this world right now. And from these sexual scandals, I'm not going to too much touch on R. Kelly. I'm not going to say too much about Robert, but I just say, I don't know what happened. We don't know. We try to find out happy, just too much stuff going on. You know, there's always two sides of a story, and that's all I'm going to say on that. Life. Life as how I see it. Life is how I see it. When I was in high school, we had my freshman year, and we had everybody had some kind of, you know, like introduction, and we had like some of the teachers speech talk and stuff like that. And as I remember what this teacher said, he said, look to your left, look to your right, look behind you, look all around you. You see all these faces now, these familiar faces. By the time you get to the senior, you might not see everybody's faces, those same faces, because that's how, you know, that's how things change. You might not see everybody that you started off with. And I went home and I told my grandmother, at the time she was in my first year, I was telling her, I was like, man, that was like, you know, like tripped out. He said that, you know, like, but you know what? And she's like, well, that's the truth. And when it's all over, when you graduate out of high school, people might not make it to, you know, anything could happen to them. They probably could leave, transfer, or drop out, anything. People that you start off with, you might not end with. That's just life. That's just life. And my grandparents stood on it. People that in my life, just used to like, hey, that's everybody is not gonna. You're not gonna walk the same path all the time. It might not happen. You might the person that you start off with, your friends, family, whatever. Anything could happen. They could die. Just whatever, whatever. Everybody can. Some people just can move on to the next phase. People just. That's just how things happen. And I'm looking forward to my more successes. I have few past successes in my life, and I'm looking forward to the many successes. And those past successes, if I wasn't able to do it or done it, whatever you want to call it, if I didn't go the path of my friends, their path was totally different. I just like, you know what, I'm not trying to go down this path, you know. I started outgrowing them. And I only think that I was with them. I just like, I'm a friendly person. I love my friends. And you know, something fun is fun. But, you know, at one point in life, you got to take life seriously. Every you know, there's like Eddie Kane, you know, every this world is an ass train, like Eddie Kane. You know, it's not like that, you guys. I just look at life like, you know, you have this road, and I can see this road, and you see it going straight down the road, right? And then at the end of this road, you're going to have your left, your right. You're going to make right. Some people are going to go straight, whatever. And that road, a lot of people, some people could end up turning left on you. Or say some people go up to the right, because that's their path in life, or going straight. Everybody's not meant to be is part of your destiny. They just a part of it at the time, at the moment. You know, just like I lost my husband. So I feel like that was he did his part in my life to get me to this point. See, God knew, but I didn't know, okay? And yes, of course, I went through a little period of time that I didn't understand, but later on, I understood, like, okay, now I carry you this far. I equip you with this, because little did I know, I didn't know that my husband would get killed. So I didn't know the drunk driver was going blah, blah, blah. But I guess I was strong. I made it made me stronger when I get through what I had to go through. Right? And, man... It just, you know, when you get up and do what you feel like you need to do and go down that path, it's okay if people go to different paths in life. It's okay. It is okay. There's nobody, no right or no wronger. Everyone here that's been placed in our lives, whether our children, our mom, our dad, whoever, people are placed in our lives for a season, for a reason, and all this other stuff. You know, some people could be here a long life. Some people could be here to see us all the way through. But change is a part of life. Change is a part of life. And I look at, I love to be in my grandparents' garden and stuff like that. I love to plant. Oh, God, I love it. And as I look at these plants, you know, the trees and stuff like that. And one of the plants that wasn't growing like it should. And my grandfather was like, you know, I'm gonna water this. And we go, he did everything he could, he fertilized it and stuff like that. But it wasn't producing enough this plant wasn't producing enough fruit. The fruit, you know, like it's supposed to. So he eventually had to cut those trees down, and then cut those bushes down. It wasn't growing. The fruits wasn't growing like it should have been. So he had to
he had to grow some more. And because you don't know a person, really know a person, what they're going through in their life, what they are. You can see it by their fruit. Not talking about their cars, their houses, and stuff like those. That's what, yes, we, of course. I mean, come on. Who? There's nothing wrong with that. The real fruit of it all is what's inside of you and it's going to grow. Now, if the person that, if you're just somebody just bitter and you know, not happy for nothing, and nothing is going on in your life inside, you're going to produce bad fruit, or you're going to be slow to grow, or you're not going to grow at all, okay? So it's like, what are we contributing? You ask yourself, what are we contributing to life? And if you can't, if you feel like you can't grow or whatever, get rid of the fear. Get rid of fear, get rid of the fear, get rid of the fear. We can recreate ourselves. Yes, I'm a firm believer, like, whatever that happens, tragedy happens in our life, it happens, you know. I don't want to sound like not compassionate person, but I hope that I'm blessing someone out there, some people out there that need to hear this, that you can recreate yourself. And it's and the only way you can create things that around you has to be better, you have to create yourself, your world. Your world. It's your world. Your world. Now, you ask those people that say, oh, this is my world. They feel like that's spoiled. We're not talking about that. We talk about recreating and making a difference. Making a difference. Making a difference around, you know, and not just like, well, I'm making a difference for myself. No, you know, it start with you. It start with you. It start with you. And then you can. You're going to love yourself so much, not being self-centered. People's like, oh, this is arrogant. You know, I'm going to love myself. No, we're not talking about that. We talk about loving, like, you know, loving yourself, like putting, try to be positive, you know, try to get rid of the negativity. You change your mind into you put, maybe you have to read, if you're not even around nothing positive, start reading about it. Start surrounding yourself with people that love life, like-minded people. Surround yourself with people that wants to go somewhere in life and that's, you know, and wants to know their purpose in life and just, you know, just living. Life is for the living people, not just Ivy Brothers Senior. That's real. Life is for the living people in this world. And so many people walk around here dead. It's not buried. That's not buried yet. That's my mama. Favorite word she made up, Jean Howard made that word. She's like, Kim, look at all these people just, you know, they're dead, but they just waiting to be buried, Kim. That's my mother. And so when she passed away, she gave me and my dad and my grandparents. They gave me, and I thank God that they gave me their wisdom. Okay? They gave me their wisdom. And sometimes you can't react the way the people that want you to react. But anyway, you're creating your world. You do things what's best for you. That's one. Everybody's not made to be a vegan, but it's something that you want. You want to try juicing. You want to start jogging. You want to do a walk group. You want to do this. You want to, you know, do something. That's recreating yourself. You give yourself, or you want to try a new lipstick, a new look, not that same old, you know, the same old look. You can try this look with people. People can see, like, oh, my God, we can see the difference in you. You're just glowing, shiny, because you start doing things that's going to make yourself feel better on the inside. And then it's just like then you become, you're that tree that bush I talked about in my grandfather's yard that he used to have, and it was producing. It wasn't, the fruit wasn't growing properly. You might have all this time, you're like, what? Only two fruit? No, this is supposed to be a whole full tree. This tree is just not, it's not making it. I wanted to cut this down. But you fertilize it, you do this, and do that, and then you start producing your fruit. Everything around you start working right. Everything has changed. When you start changing, your world inside of you, that's your world, everything else is going to change. Oh, my God, just like right now, I feel great. I really do feel good. Hey, man, look, I have my day, and it just when I'm still getting on my father's death, and the fact that my both my parents are not here, and I have to continue on. I have to move forward. Time I might have to stop on the side of the road and just be by myself and collect myself. You know, it's like the dogs. When dogs get sick, they go off in the corner and lick their own wounds. Like some people, they want the whole world to know, hey, yeah, I'm messed up. some things that the whole world don't need to know, because people already look for bad things to happen. That's even like in media. If you know the media is just, you know, even though I've been in media, I'm doing radio now. They only show all the bad things. And it, to me, it's not too healthy for you to get that in your spirit. You know, look at the news. Some people I know that look at news all day. And if you look at news all day, it's like, oh, God, this bad stuff happening. But we know what's going on out here. But then sometimes you look at more and more of that, it's just like, man, that kind of like mess you up inside. You're going to feel some kind of way, you know. And, you know, kind of stay away from things that make you feel lessen with you all, feel sad or whatever, you know, kind of let that go. Don't let nothing, don't let bad feelings overpower you. You know, we have to learn how, we're going to have to learn how to filter certain things in life. And that comes with maturity. Age, not just maybe 51, age don't make you grown. Because a lot of these grown folks, a lot of these grown folks nowadays, I say like this, I feel sorry for these up-and-coming children because it seems like it's going to be a dying breed because you have so many adults acting like and it's scary, you know. I'm talking about 56-year-olds acting a fool, you know, like fighting a Chuck E. Cheese, grandparents fighting, I mean, actually fighting. That's some ghetto stuff. That's ghetto, not just ghetto. That's some immature thing. People just can't keep saying, oh, I'm brown. He's like back and forth, like, oh, God. And these kids, like, looking at kids, the baby's crying. You know, it's Chuck E. Cheese. Come on, really, really, really. Come on now, people. People really need to. The maturity starts in your mind. So age don't make you grown. You have to be mature, really. Come on, y'all. To set example for our children and for this world. There's enough bad things going on and bad people interacting in this world. There's not. And then you have to, when you age, anybody that's out there past age 50, in the 50 club, yay! Man, we made it. Come on now. Don't go backwards because the world is turning. It's turning like forward. Now, if this world starts turning, reversing, oh, we're going to feel it. It's going to feel weird as hell. My problem is that. So, age 50, this is the time that now it's time to get your shit together. It's time to go ahead and work on your dreams. It's time because, okay, now you need all your kids to be grown or whatever, you know. Even though they're going all excuses, so age 50, it's time to get up and do your thing. But my mom, when I turned 40, and my mom said, well, now it's time for you to live. And I was like, huh? That's weird. Mama, she's like, now it's time for you to live. And I talked to some of my 6-year-old friends, and they said, well, 50 is an awesome 50 to the age, to the end of, to it's 60. Especially in your 50s, it should make it awesome. This is a great time to have things, to do things, and create things, and things that you never get a chance to do. Now, this is the time to do it. You know, never mind what everybody said. You can't do that. Woo! Get away from them naysayers. Get away from them, okay? Like my sister say, hey, you know, Don't be, you know, saying this, 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 this. You're not paying my bills. That's my sister's favorite national anthem. You know, you do my sister say you in a minute, like, oh, excuse me. Oh, okay. Oh, are you paying my bills? Do your name come on my, like, cable, gas, water? Do that come in? I mean, you know, like, okay, why are you all in my face? Oh, boy, my sister's boy. But yes, that's all of this here is my opinion. My opinion is to everybody that's age 40, no, age 30, 40, definitely 50. The people that's in the 50 club, hey, this is the time to do all the things that you should be doing or ought to be doing. If anything, some hobbies and some things or some business or whatever, oh, my God. I know some people that 30 years old are as entrepreneurs and successful. That's awesome. But age never says too late. It's never too late for nothing. All the way it's too late when you just go ahead and you somewhere and just pass away. Then it's too late for here when you pass away. Don't let that happen. Your life don't revolve around your children or your work, whatever. You know, you're here for a reason. And this is the time to go ahead and choose and find out what's that reason that you're here for. No matter what all the distractions in life, you gotta keep on trucking. Keep on trucking. You gotta know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to run. Learn that. That's my opinion on life. And as I'm still learning, everybody, I don't have it 100. I don't have it 100. Recreate your life. I recreated my life after divorce. After my divorce, I'm okay. We're both okay. We're more happier. We became more happy. You know, that's what true love is. When somebody that truly, really, truly love you, they want you to be happy, and they don't and don't mind you being not happy without them. They don't mind when you really love somebody. You don't mind. You might miss them, but well, you might not miss them. Everybody don't miss nothing that would cause them pain. I don't miss my ankle broke when I fell. I don't miss all that. I don't miss that pain. I appreciate the healing. A lot of people don't want to heal. It's like they're so used to living in pain, they think that's their normal. But everyone's not like that. You don't have to. You don't have to live in pain. You don't have to live in misery. You know, I would tell somebody, you don't have to. One of my customers, you know, like, oh well, you don't have to live in pain and misery. You can say something, but you can go ahead and work on having those knee pains and stuff like that, just go ahead and work, start exercising and wear your knee pads, whatever you need to do. I mean, you don't have to get used to pain. You don't have to live with the pain. You got too much things that you can do now. And it's by choice, I think. Not trying to take this. I don't like taking nothing that makes me feel I can't function or make me feel like I'm high. I don't know what's going on, because for me, I need to know what's going on around me all the time. You snooze, you lose. But even like after my father passed away, I'm still recreating myself. I had to recreate myself as a daughter. I had to recreate myself, like, okay, now I got to walk through this life, rest of life without my mother and father. So I have to recreate myself. I'm going through the healing process. See, a lot of people, we don't want to go through the process. We don't want to go through the process. Okay? Hey, that's human nature. And anyway. But recreate yourself. Like I said, recreate yourself, that's his daughter. And they, so by recreating yourself, you have to dig deep sometimes, some people, and start looking in to know who you are and find the best person, the best version of who you are. I want to be the best version of Kim. I don't want to be nothing less. But some people that once you bring you down to the level, they're afraid to come up there where you are. My grandparents always tell me, said, don't hang around them people. They, I already said, they mean you no good. Oh my God, I miss my grandparents, boy. You know, yeah, when you were younger and you hear all these sayings, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? They mean no good, gal. Like, get away from them. They mean you no good. And you don't need them in your life. If they try to bring you down and bring you to your level, bye. That's what my grandfather used to be like. Oh, my grandfather was so strict. I mean, he was very strict with people that's around his grandchildren, especially his grandchildren, his family. And, you know, he was in the, he fought in the World War II. And very, very militant. Very militant. And my grandmother was very strict. She mean what he's saying. Both of them. That's why I raised up. Mean what he's saying. Say what you mean. Okay. I get it. I don't know what is this interference. Maybe I'm too close to the mic. I am a little close. Megan, that's from my mother. Oh, my God. My kids are like, oh, Lord. See, that's, you know, when we were coming up, everybody. I don't know if the school that you went to, but we were conditioned and taught to color in the lines. Remember that, everybody? We have been conditioned to color inside, not outside the lines. They in the box. We conditioned. So I look at that. We could talk to do this, guys. So again, when we get older and say, you know, go outside the box, a lot of people become comfortable. We need to go outside the box. But when God gets through with you, if you don't even believe in God, you don't believe in that. But when life, oh, yeah. When life gets through with you, oh, yeah, it's either going to make you or break you. Okay? Make you break you. So that's my opinion. I'm going to have to get out of here, guys. That's my little thing on life. You create yourself. Love yourself more than you love others. When you start loving yourself more, you're not going to tolerate anything for anybody. You're going to do things for you. Okay, guys, love you. Thank you for a birthday wish again. And see you next time. This is Part of Mind, Just Talk, and I'm your host, Kimberly Good. Bye for now.